David Smith is in Tripoli. David, this trip of Sarkozy and Cameron's is being portrayed as a victory lap. Is it being seen like that in Tripoli?
Yes, I think it will be to a large degree, certainly in the capital. In my 3 weeks here, people have often come up to me unprompted and said, thank you, Cameron, thank you, Sarkozy, thank you, Obama. There's still a lot of goodwill towards the NATO allies for their intervention in this conflict. And you drive around remote places and you see graffiti saying, thank you, Sarkozy, and thank you, NATO. So, yes, I think in Tripoli there will be an extremely warm reception. Possibly on all sides, a slight guarding against any sense of banner saying mission accomplished, because of course the fighting goes on in some Gaddafi strongholds elsewhere. But this will be something of a victory lap, or at least a victory sort of three-quarter lap, depending on the actual end of this conflict. And the National Transitional Council are not quite yet declaring Libya liberated or declaring it all over, but clearly the arrival of these senior figures will be seen as a sign that yet another step towards normality.
It's obviously it's a propaganda coup for both leaders. What about some of the sort of the business they'll be discussing with the NTC?
We haven't been told any of that yet. It's kind of supposition. We've been told that obviously got various meetings of the National Transitional Council today. Apparently, David Cameron and Nicolas Sarkozy are visiting a field hospital, and later going to Benghazi. We can assume that there'll be a lot of conversation about what's happened over the last 6 months, and sort of looking ahead. Where does Libya go from here, and moving towards a constitution and democratic elections? But I also suspect quite a lot of it will be sort of ceremonial and sort of formalities of thank yous and building future relationships.
What's the significance of them going to both Tripoli and Benghazi?
Well, Benghazi was the place where the uprising really started, and that has been the centre of the revolution in the early months. And of course, there was that defining moment when Gaddafi's forces were almost at the gates of Benghazi, and the world speculated, will there be a total massacre? And if you talk to people from Benghazi, they certainly say that yes, they were prepared to die and go down fighting. And then, of course, NATO intervened thanks to the UN resolutions. And I remember the celebrations at Benghazi, and that really changed everything. And the rebels are perfectly realistic and have humility about this. That they have no guns, no other heavy weapons, no means to fight, they would have been crushed and wiped out and killed by Gaddafi forces if it hadn't been for NATO. And I think Benghazi particularly is grateful to the Western allies for that. So and not Tripoli fell much later. So I think Benghazi is an important part of the story, and hence Cameron going there.
How risky is this trip from a security point of view?
Well, we've just come into the room at the Carinthia Hotel in Tripoli where the press conference is being held, and there's certainly no chances being taken with security. There was sort of airport-style metal detectors. Then various items were examined by security guards. The hotel itself is in total lockdown. All cars had to be removed from the outside by 7 a.m. today, and many roads, many surrounding roads have been closed. So they're clearly conscious of the security risk and taking a lot of measures, and may well be one of these situations where this is one of the safest places in the world right now. However, I think it's an important measure of the apparent return to normality of Tripoli that, you know, this visit is happening at all. And we had a top American diplomat yesterday. You know, when you drive around the city, there are fewer and fewer military checkpoints every day. There's more and more traffic, more and more shops open, and a sense of life as normal. And, you know, you can walk around very late at night and feel safer than you would in many parts of London or New York, or certainly where I normally live, Johannesburg. There just hasn't been any sign yet of, you know, what some people feared of an insurgency. You know, people talk about bombs or even suicide bombers from the Gaddafi forces. They just don't seem to be there. So, you know, as things stand, you know, a tourist could turn up in Tripoli and would probably feel fine. There really is a sense of normality, but of course, that's always the case until something does happen. And I think it would be very complacent and foolish to, you know, to sort of rule out trouble, especially in a city where guns are still so prevalent.
You mentioned this trip to a hospital and the visit to Benghazi. Can you give us a kind of quick summary of the itinerary?
That's all I know, actually. Even that, we haven't been told formally. That's just the kind of the word from British Embassy staff who are around here. Yeah, we know that Cameron is landing sometime this morning, and
he's landed, according to Downing Street.
Right. Yeah. I'm not person.
Are we expecting a press conference at any point?
Yes. I mean, I'm standing in the press conference room now at the Corinthia Hotel, and it's a big room. TV cameras and lighting is being set up. People are taking their seats, and at the front of the room, there are four podiums, and behind them, four flags: one for the European Union, one for France, one the Libyan flag as it is now, the red, black and green with a crescent moon, and then on the far right side, look, the Union flag. So the press conference is imminent. We were told to get here at 10 a.m. local time, but we suspect it will be, you know, might be a wait of an hour or two before it actually gets going. These things are never scientific here.
Okay, busy day. Keep us posted, David. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Cheers.